omniscient, he's omnipresent, and he's omnipotent. Here it said like that doesn't really do much to me. I don't know if it does to you. It's kind of cold, just theological terms. It doesn't really send me. But the way Psalm 139 puts it does do something to me. I know it does to you too. Let's review together tonight part of Psalm 139, shall we? In any situation, in any day, any conference, we need to begin with God. Always begin with God. In the beginning, God. Well, the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, which art in heaven. Hear, O Lord. O Lord. That's where we start. I remember when I first learned to never take a spiritual vacation. That's bad news. And also I learned that getting away from it all, you can't get away from it all. That's impossible. And so you better bring it all to Him. And that's where you have a real vacation. Now, I suppose you have found, as I, that sometimes the change of attitude has done me more good than a month off. And something that I've gotten right with the Lord, and I didn't realize what it was, and He made it clear. And you're refreshed, and you're, well, you almost say it's like being born again all over. Oh, Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there's not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Twice there in the first six verses, he says, Thou knowest. Verse 2, Thou knowest. The last part of verse 4, Thou knowest. O Lord, Thou hast searched me. Thou hast x-rayed me. You know all about me. I can't go anywhere, do anything, say anything, or think anything. But what He knows. Now, does that thought scare you or comfort you? Well, if we're trying to get away with something, it might well scare us. And we need to remind ourselves that there never has been, never will be, one sin that will go unpunished. Never one. And thank God that Jesus Christ took them on His own body on the tree. And by faith in Him, He's put it all behind me. But you know, the fact that He knows is a fantastic comfort. Because you know, then you know He understands. And one of our kids one time was, what do you like most about the Lord? Well, I just feel like He understands me. And maybe I can't make it clear to other people and I can't explain it, but He understands. That's a great comfort. And you know, it's a great comfort to know that He loves you even though He knows all about you. There's a book, perhaps you've read it, Why I Am Afraid to Tell You Who I Am. And in it is a quote. I am afraid to tell you who I am, because if I tell you who I am, you may not like who I am. And it's all I have. But God knows all about you and me. And He will never suddenly someday discover something about you that He didn't know already, and therefore be disappointed in you. So His love will never be shaken. He'll never be disappointed. He already knows. He won't be surprised. And therefore, his love is, it's everlasting. That's terrific, isn't it? This little old you, me, he loves us. He knows all about us. Others may not, but he does. What a comfort. Thou knowest. Thou knowest. Then in verse 7, whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? How can I get away from you? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I ask one of the astronauts to move over and let me in, you find that Jim Irwin came back and told us he never felt the presence of God more forcefully than he felt it on the moon. Thou art there. If I ascend up to the moon or wherever I go, thou art there. Or if I make my bed in hell and behold, thou art there. If I could squeeze into the mole hole out there in the Pacific where they're digging way down on the floor, under the floor of the ocean, you'd find he's there. Or you get on an atomic sub and go under the ice pack for days, way up under the ice pack to the North Pole, down under there. He's there. He's there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. If I go up into a mine up there in Cripple Creek and where it's so dark that you can't see your hands in front of you, but he can see, he's there. Why, the darkness hides not from thee, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. So twice in this passage, this portion of this psalm, he says, thou art there. First, thou knowest, now thou art there. What does that do to you? Does that scare us or comfort us? Well, if we're trying to hide something, then that might be kind of scary. You know, there's only one viable thing to do. As far as God's concerned. And that's repent. Or as Christians, if there's something that needs to be, that we confess it. And just be sure that we have a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men every day. Well, it's a comfort, isn't it? Because we're never alone. He's there. He is, in fact, there. During the corporate planning conference, I think maybe if you read your staff letter, it's now become a semi-annual staff letter. It's supposed to be once a month. But how at the conference we shared some experiences of when did you have an experience in your life in which God was real to you? And what was it that stood out about God in that situation? And a number of them talked about the reality of the presence of God. And it was interesting to me to note that not one instance was that experience in a meeting or a conference or after a conference. It's when Joe Simmons had been torpedoed and was floating out in a raft off the coast of Africa. Or Jim Downing at Pearl Harbor. Or somebody else in some other situation. But that God's presence, others, God's grace, was just so real. Have you experienced the presence of God ever? I don't think we go around feeling it all the time. I don't mean to say that. But there are some times when you just know more than others, he's there. I remember how I was very reluctant and I didn't know what I'd do if I went to visit someone who was dying, and they knew it, and I knew it. I mean, what do you do? What do you say? So I was visiting in Oklahoma City one time, and Gene War got me in the car. We're out driving. He said, we're going to visit somebody. And we're on our way, and said, this lady is dying. She has some little children. I think it was two. And, I mean, I couldn't back out, excuse, or anything. We were headed there. And if you know Gene Lohr, it's hard to back out of anything anyway. You know, we got there, and as I say, I didn't know what to do, but we walked in that bedroom, and we talked with that woman. And up to that time, I don't think I have ever experienced more the reality of the presence of God than I did in that room. And I walked out of there refreshed and blessed and praising God in my heart. It's amazing. Thou art there. Thou knowest, thou art there. Well, the psalm winds up then in verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. That's a good prayer for right now, as we start this weekend together. Shall we just bow for prayer, and have a little time of quiet, silent prayer right now. And we might just, each of us individually, thank God that He is omniscient, that He does know. He does understand. He knows all about us and He loves us. And He's laid His hand on us. And wherever we are, He's there. We ought to thank Him for that. And then just say, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Our Father, Thou hast searched us and known us. We testify You have been with us, and we are so grateful, and we praise Thee. And how thankful we are that whenever we have a nagging conscience, or some way sin has tripped us up, that You wait for us right there. You know all about it, and simply wait for us to confess it, and You will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we go to bed at night to sleep Thee. Sweet, deep sleep is someone whose conscience is clear, whose fellowship is all well between You and us and between others. How we thank You for the blood of Jesus Christ that keeps on cleansing us from all sin and therefore keeps uniting us in fellowship as we walk with Him. We thank You, Lord, for the privilege of co-laborership, but more than that, we thank You for the privilege of fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen.